I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I want to share with you the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The title is Sharing Yourself from the Inside Out. Did you know that icebergs connect below the surface? Well, people do as well. This is where truly lasting relationships are formed. So how do you get below the surface and connect with others? I'm not just meaning a one-sided conversation where you find out the other person's dreams and aspirations. How do you share some of who you are with them? What I'm talking about is creating a safe environment for a wealth mentoring conversation, which is by its very nature mutual. Why would a prospect or client, or for that matter anyone else, start totally sharing who they are with you if you do not reciprocate? I appreciate this is not the normal approach in a traditional advisory relationship, which by its very nature is somewhat one-sided. However, in a wealth mentoring relationship, where you are building a long-term relationship with the client to be their trusted guide, it is absolutely foundational. This is a key differential in building trust along with listening. In my own experience, many people do not always tell you everything. Sometimes it is because they do not have the consciousness to, they're not sure to, or they're holding back. I know a number of people think, why should I tell my advisor, whether the advisor is a financial advisor, accountant, or a legal advisor, this information? Or what I am truly feeling before I really know who they are. For some, building this level of trust can take time and may never happen. As an advisor, to get the best results for your client and build a trusted relationship, you have to know everything you can as early as possible. When I first built Financial DNA, I called it the Knowing Me, Knowing You process. In essence, what I intuitively knew was that if I had a way to more equally and objectively share more of who I was up front, then the client connection would improve. The walls would come down. The same lesson has been learned being a leader. When you're open about your strengths and struggles with your team, they will trust you more. It is absolutely no different with clients. What I found was that the sharing of my financial DNA profiles with clients enabled more openness, and I was creating a safe environment for them to share. I know that the advisors who are successful in using financial DNA are sharing their profile. Frankly, it means they are comfortable with who they are. The reality is that clients know you will have struggles, but they are buying your strengths so long as the struggles are managed. Whilst I'm emphasising advisors share their profile and can be more mutual in discussions, this does not mean the wealth mentoring conversation is about them. It is still about the client. They are the focus. I only moved away from the Knowing You process name when I found myself saying to clients, what we are doing is uncovering your financial DNA. I want you to know my financial DNA.